Chapter 2. Be in shape to drive. Driving is one of the riskiest tasks that anybody will do during their lifetime. The ability to drive safely depends on good health and making correct decisions. Vision. Good vision is important for safe driving. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and roadway conditions, spotting potential trouble, and responding to problems in a timely manner. Vision is so important that South Dakota requires that you pass a vision test before you get a driver license. To qualify for a driver license without restrictions, an applicant must score 20/40 or better with both eyes, but no worse than 20/50 in either eye. Other important aspects of vision are side vision. You need to see out of the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you cannot focus on things to the side, you also must use your side mirrors and glance to the side if necessary. Judging distances and speeds. Even if you can see clearly, you still may not be able to judge distances or speeds very well. In fact, you are not alone. Many people have problems judging distances and speeds. It takes a lot of practice to be able to judge both. It is especially important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles and judging safe gaps when merging and when passing on two-lane roads, or when judging the speed of a train before crossing tracks safely. Night vision. Many people who can see clearly in the daytime have trouble seeing at night. It is difficult for everyone to see at night than in the daytime. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially with the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than necessary and be very careful when you do. Because seeing well is so important to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked regularly by an eye doctor. If you are required to wear corrective lenses, always wear them while driving. If your driver license says you must wear corrective lenses and you are not wearing them, you could get a ticket if stopped. Avoid using dark or tinted corrective lenses at night. They cut down the light that you need to see clearly. Try to keep an extra pair of glasses in your vehicle. If your regular glasses are broken or lost, use the spare pair to drive safely. This also can be helpful if you do not wear glasses all the time, as it is easy to misplace them. Hearing. Hearing can be helpful for safe driving. The sound of horns, sirens, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Hearing problems, like bad eyesight, can come on so slowly that you do not notice it. Drivers who know they are deaf or have hearing problems can adjust and be safe drivers. These drivers learn to rely more on their vision and tend to stay more alert. Studies have shown that the driving records of hearing-impaired drivers are just as good as those drivers with good hearing. Fatigue. Fatigue is physical or mental tiredness that can be caused by physical or mental strain, repetitive tasks, illness, or lack of sleep. Fatigue can affect vision and increase the time to make decisions. Avoid driving if tired or fatigued. You do not want to fall asleep while driving. Before a trip, do the following. Get adequate sleep. Most people need 7 to 9 hours to maintain proper alertness during the day. Plan to stop about every 100 miles or 2 hours. Arrange for a travel companion, someone to watch your driving. Check the labels of medications and be aware if they cause drowsiness. Do not use alcohol or drugs when driving. Ways to avoid fatigue. If you start feeling tired, stop driving and pull off at the next exit or rest area to take a 15 to 20 minute nap or find a place to sleep for the night. Try consuming caffeine before taking a short nap to get the benefits of both. Try not to drive late at night. The best way to avoid fatigue is to get plenty of rest. Driver distractions. A distraction is anything that takes your attention away from driving. Distracted driving can cause crashes, resulting in injury, death, or property damage. Taking your eyes off the road or hands off the steering wheel presents obvious driving risks. Mental activities that take your mind away from driving are just as dangerous. When driving. Texting, reading texts, and social networking is prohibited by state law. Avoid arguments and stressful or emotional conversations with passengers. Avoid eating while driving. Be sure children are properly and safely buckled up. Properly secure pets in a pet carrier or portable kennel. Instruction and restricted permit holders may not use any type of wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle. You must pay attention to the driving task. You are responsible for operating your vehicle in a safe manner. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving occurs when an individual intentionally commits an action that endangers other persons or property. Some behaviors typically associated with aggressive driving include speeding, following too closely, unsafe lane changes, improperly signaling, and failing to obey traffic control devices, stop signs, yield signs, traffic signals, railroad grade cross signals, and so on. Concentrate on driving. Be patient and courteous to other road users. Alcohol, other drugs, and driving. Alcohol and other impairing drugs are involved in approximately 40% of all traffic crashes in which someone is killed every year. If you drink alcohol or use other impairing drugs and drive, even a little, your chances of being in a crash are much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol or use any other drugs. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if you have been driving for many years. New drivers are more affected by alcohol than experienced drivers because they are still learning to drive. Small amounts of alcohol are likely to increase the number of errors dramatically. Because drinking alcohol and driving is so dangerous, the penalties are tough. People who drive after drinking risk heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of license, and even jail sentences. If under 21. If under the age of 21, it is illegal to purchase, possess, or drink alcoholic beverages. Alcohol and other impairing drugs affect a person's ability to perceive their surroundings, react to emergencies, and skillfully operate a motor vehicle. For new drivers learning complex skills, the effects of alcohol and other impairing drugs is greater. All states have zero tolerance laws, no alcohol in the circulatory system, or similar laws for drivers under the age of 21. If you have physical control of a vehicle, you don't have to be driving. You can be arrested if your blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is over the legal limit. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. If you are placed under arrest for DWI or, if under 21, for zero tolerance, 0.02% to 0.08% BAC, by the police, you may be asked to take a chemical test to determine your BAC. You give your consent for a chemical test whenever you drive on a public highway. A blood alcohol concentration of 0.08%, 0.02% if under 21 years of age, or more is evidence that you were driving under the influence of alcohol. Upon conviction of DWI, you must present in State Route 22 insurance filing to the Department of Public Safety and maintain this insurance for 3 years from the eligibility date. Effects of alcohol and other impairing drugs. Alcohol and other impairing drugs reduce judgment. Judgment is a brain-centered activity that stores all experiences and knowledge so it can be used quickly when facing a new problem. Vision. They blur vision, slows the ability to focus, cause double vision, and reduce the ability to judge distance, speed, and the movement of other vehicles. Vision is impacted at 0.02% blood alcohol content, BAC, for all drivers. The most important sense used while driving is vision. Color distinction. This reduces the ability to distinguish colors. Reaction time. This slows the ability to process information and respond to the driving task. The best advice is not to drive a vehicle of any kind if you have consumed alcohol or other drugs. Impairment starts with the first drink. Even one drink of alcohol can affect a person's ability to operate a motor vehicle. With one or more drinks in the bloodstream, a person is visibly impaired and could be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Never let a friend or relative drive if they have been drinking. Alcohol and the law. If you are over 0.08% BAC, you are in violation of the law. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. If you have a BAC of 0.08% or more, your driver's license and/or driving privileges may be revoked for a minimum of 30 days, and you may be subject to criminal penalties. In South Dakota, if you are under 21, You can also be arrested for alcohol impairment at 0.02%. A BAC is the percentage of alcohol in relation to the amount of blood in your body. Even under 0.08%, you are still impaired. Under state law, you can still be convicted for driving impaired. An alcohol concentration test measures how much alcohol is in your system and is usually determined by a breath, blood, or urine test. You are required to take a BAC test if asked to do so by a police officer due to South Dakota's implied consent law. South Dakota's implied consent law is based on the principle that when you get your driver's license, you have implicitly consented to a lawfully requested test to determine the alcohol content of your blood, breath, urine, or other bodily substance if suspected of impaired driving. You can lose your driver's license for 1 year if you refuse to take a BAC test. Although implied consent laws vary by state, the law applies to the state where you were arrested, not the state where you got your license. That is, if you have a license in a state with no implied consent laws and you are arrested in a state that does have implied consent laws, you are subject to that state's implied consent laws. If you are found guilty of an alcohol violation and it is your first conviction, you may be fined from $300 to $1,000 plus court costs. You could also be sentenced to 15 to 365 days in jail, and your license could be suspended or revoked for 90 to 365 days. For second and subsequent convictions, the penalties are much worse. Penalties. Zero tolerance, under 21, 0.02% or more BAC. First offense is a Class 2 misdemeanor which is punishable by a fine and a 30-day loss of driver license. Second or subsequent offense is a Class 2 misdemeanor which is punishable by a fine and a 180-day loss of driver license. DWI, 0.08% or more BAC. First offense is a Class 1 misdemeanor which is punishable by a fine, imprisonment up to 1 year, or both. You will also lose your driver license for a minimum of 30 days. Second offense is a Class 1 misdemeanor which is punishable by a fine, imprisonment up to 1 year, or both, and loss of driver license for a minimum of 1 year. If such person is convicted of driving without a license during that period, they shall be sentenced to the county jail for not less than 3 days, which may not be suspended. Third offense is a Class 6 felony which is punishable by a fine, imprisonment up to 2 years, and loss of driver license for no less than 1 year, after release from incarceration. If such person is convicted of driving without a license during that period, they shall be sentenced to the county jail for not less than 10 days, which may not be suspended. Alcohol affects the inexperienced driver more than experienced driver. Many people think that drunkenness is determined by outward signs. They have in mind individuals who stagger, slobber, or put lampshades on their heads. These acts may reflect drunkenness, but there are individuals who regularly drink to relatively high backs and do not show any of the outward signs. Even though they compensate and cover up their drunkenness, they increase their chances of being in a crash if they drive with a BAC of 0.05% or higher. As a person's BAC rises, their ability to judge and make accurate decisions in traffic becomes more and more impaired. Along South Dakota's roadsides, loss of life from a motor vehicle crash leaves a lasting and devastating impact on families and friends of the victim. The South Dakota Department of Public Safety recognizes this, and in partnership with the Department of Transportation, established the Think Sign program in 1979. This program is to provide a memorial to the victim and to also remind motorists of dangerous behaviors such as driving under the influence, not wearing seatbelts, speeding, and distracted driving. One sign is erected on the state highway for each person killed in the crash, with each sign mounted on a separate post near the edge of the right-of-way. These signs remain in place until an immediate family member of the crash victim objects to the sign, at which time the sign will be expeditiously removed. The sign is no longer in a satisfactory condition because of damage or deterioration. The section of the roadway is reconstructed to new standards, at which time all think signs on that segment of roadway are removed. Once removed, these signs are not replaced unless a request is made from an immediate family member of the crash victim to do so. This also applies to signs that may have been removed by others. other impairing drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, many other drugs can affect the ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol or even worse. This is true of many prescription drugs and even many of the drugs bought over the counter without a prescription. Over-the-counter drugs. Over-the-counter drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, or other allergies are those to calm nerves can make you drowsy and affect your driving. PEP pills, uppers, and diet pills can make you feel nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and they can affect your vision. Check the label on the product before taking an over-the-counter drug for warnings about its effect. If unsure whether it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Prescription drugs. Some prescription drugs can impact driving and can affect reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways like alcohol. Prescription drugs, such as antidepressants, pain reducers, sleep aids, and sedatives, have an impact on driving safely. Check the label on the prescription and packaging before you take a drug for warnings about its effect. If unsure whether it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. 1. Illegal drugs. Illegal drugs can impact driving and can affect reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways like alcohol. Studies have shown that people who use marijuana make more mistakes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. Combining alcohol and other impairing drugs. Never drink alcohol while taking other drugs. These drugs could multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. You cannot drink alcohol or use other impairing drugs and operate a vehicle safely. Emotions. Emotions can have a great effect on the ability to drive safely. They can increase the risk by interfering with your ability to think, creating a lack of attention and interrupting your ability to process information. You may not be able to drive well if overly worried, excited, afraid, angry or depressed. If angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried, down, or upset about something, try to keep your mind on your driving. Some people find listening to the radio helps. You always have the option of having somebody else drive too. If you are impatient, road rage, allow extra time for the driving trip. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you will not tend to speed or do other things that can result in a traffic ticket or cause a crash. Don't be impatient about waiting for a train to cross in front of you. Driving around lowered gates or trying to beat the train can be fatal. Health. Many health problems can affect driving: a bad cold, infection, or virus. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else drive. Some conditions can be very dangerous. Epilepsy. So long as it is under medical control, epilepsy generally is not dangerous. Diabetes. Diabetics who take insulin should not drive when there is any chance of an insulin reaction, blackout, convulsion, or shock. Such a situation could result from skipping a meal or snack or from taking the wrong amount of insulin. It also might be a good idea to have someone else drive for you during times when your doctor is adjusting your insulin dosage. If you have diabetes, you also should have your eyes checked regularly for possible night blindness or other vision problems. Heart condition. People with heart diseases, high blood pressure, circulation problems, or those in danger of a blackout, fainting, or a heart attack should not get behind the wheel. If you were being treated by a doctor for a heart condition, ask if the condition could affect your driving ability.